Arts learning standards are important because they outline, they identify what's important for students to know and be able to do at each grade in their arts education. This is the perfect time to do it. The new national standards recently came out. They came out last year. Illinois has just completed updating the learning standards for other fields, such as PE. And the arts learning standards have not been updated since the mid-90s, so they are due for an update, and it's time to bring our arts learning standards into the 21st century, which is what we're doing today and what we'll be doing as we continue the process.
How specific were previous standards for the arts?
Well, the goal is that they're an outline, so we're not making them so specific that they limit teachers. On the contrary, we're giving teachers the flexibility to make things happen as they see fit, but within these guidelines of what students need to know and need to be able to do. So the emphasis is really on local control when it comes to assessment and curriculum. It's in the locality's hands.
Is that how it's been in the past?
It has been, and it's something that we're emphasizing now. Our goal and what we've experienced is that teachers lead this process. So teachers from across the state, all the way from Carbondale up to the Wisconsin border, are leading this process, and they're from all five disciplines: dance, music, media arts, theater, and visual arts, and they represent rural and urban communities, and they're coming together in very insightful conversations to update these standards.
With the budget, as problematic as it is, and funding for education in general being an issue, is there worry that these standards need to be funded?
Well, this is a clear win. In a time of dysfunction in Springfield, this is a clear win for students and teachers. We have strong bipartisan support from the governor's office to legislators. ISBE, the Illinois State Board of Education, has been an absolutely fantastic partner in this process. So this is a success, and this is really teachers and administrators leading the way in a time when it seems everything's up in the air. This isn't up in the air. This is a real clear win.
And so the State Board of Education has been involved with these meetings, which, just to be clear and make sure I have the picture right, is basically making the national standards fit Illinois based on feedback.
Yeah, you got it. What we're doing is, the new national standards came out, but we're Illinois. We want to make sure that the national standards are adapted to the needs of our teachers and students here in our state. And so the Illinois State Board of Education has been a fantastic partner in this very long, it'll end up being a year-long process to update these standards. And we have had an amazing group of teachers, 1,400 combined volunteer hours they've given through 30 meetings. And we're really excited about the product that we have. And we're really interested in learning from all the feedback we're getting from across the state.
And so just to talk about that end goal real quick, the date for implementation we're looking at is?
We will present our recommendations to the board in January. There'll then be a public comment period, and the board will then vote after that 45-day comment period. The actual implementation of the standards won't come till much later, in a year or more. It'll be a rollout, and we're committed to making sure that teachers and administrators have the resources they need in order to implement the standards and implement them well.
Does every school have an arts program right now, and do these standards have something to say about how involved schools need to be when it comes to teaching art?
Art education is a vital part of a complete and competitive education for all students in Illinois. Not all schools have the arts education programs that they need, and we need to change that because arts education gives our students, our future workers, future leaders, creativity. They learn collaboration. It's essential to a complete and competitive education, and these standards are a way to convey that, to convey the vitality of what this gives our children, our high school students in our state.